From the team at news.com.au, this is the latest from the newsroom.
Another poisonous mushroom death, Bruce Lehrman runs to the cops, and a Hollywood star slides into an Aussie radio host's DMs. That's what's coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It is Wednesday, the 17th of April. All right, we'll start in Victoria, and it's been revealed that a 53-year-old woman died from a suspected mushroom poisoning over the weekend. It's believed she went into cardiac arrest after consuming a drink that contained magic mushrooms at a health retreat near Ballarat. Two other people were taken to hospital. The health retreat is yet to comment. Moving on, Bruce Lehrman reportedly fled to a police station after losing his defamation trial earlier this week. He sought refuge at the station in Gosford and was then escorted to an undisclosed location by officers. Meanwhile, Mr. Lehrman could be declared bankrupt if Channel 10 and Lisa Wilkinson pursue him for legal costs, with sources telling news.com.au the combined costs could amount to somewhere between $5 to $6 million. There's a heartwarming update about the nine-month-old girl who was attacked in the Bondi massacre over the weekend. She's been moved out of the intensive care unit and is now recovering on a ward. Her 38-year-old mum, Ash Good, was one of the six people killed during the rampage. In royal news, Prince William is set to return to work for the first time since Kate Middleton announced her cancer diagnosis. The heir to the throne will visit a couple of charities later this week in the UK. Meanwhile, Kate Middleton's popularity has surged since she went public with her health issues. The latest YouGov poll shows 76% of Brits see her in a favourable light. That's up 6% from the start of the year. She's now more popular than Prince William, who registered 73%. To celebrity news now, Fifi Box has revealed that a celebrity slid into her DMs 3 weeks ago, but she missed it because she doesn't really know how to use Instagram. So the question is, who was it?
Jeremy Piven.
What?
From Entourage.
Entourage.
Show
yeah.
You love. Now, we had him on the show.
Yeah. Ari Gold.
I didn't at him. I didn't post a photo of him. I didn't thank, you know, I didn't reach out in any way. So I'm like, how did he even find me?
He was obviously Toey.
What a noble he wrote. Hey, Fifi, was so fun. Thanks again. Kiss, kiss.
He's having a little play.
That audio from Fox FM's Fifi, Fev and Nick show. We'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now and in golf, Rory McIlroy has rubbished reports linking him with a move to LIV Golf. A report claimed he was poised to join the Saudi-backed competition and get this, a deal worth 1.5 billion Aussie dollars.
I honestly don't know how these things get started. I've never been offered a number from LIV and I've never contemplated going to LIV.
And finally, Rafael Nadal made a triumphant return from injury at the Barcelona Open, cruising through his first round match against Flavio Cabolli. It was Nadal's first competitive match since January, having also missed the majority of the 2023 season due to persistent injuries. Here's what he had to say after the game.
A man of resilience. You just keep coming back, no matter the challenges.
Yeah, I tried a lot of times in my career. It's true that every time it's more difficult, and especially when you are in an advanced age, it makes the things even tougher. No, but I am going through tough moments, but at the same time, when I am able to be on the tour for a few days and practice with the guys and then be able to compete a little bit, it means a lot to me, and still enough enjoyable to keep doing.
How good would it be if Nadal goes on to win it? Good luck, Rafa. I'm behind you. You are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
The The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the U.S., and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.